I'm Ray McDonald on The Voice of America, and this is the Top 5 Countdown. We're checking out the 5 most popular songs in the Billboard Hot 100 Pop Singles chart for the week ending December 21st, 2013. Well, nothing new enters our charmed circle this week, but the list gets a good shaking up. Let's open in 5th place where Miley Cyrus loses her crown with Wrecking Ball. Miley has finally opened up about her relationship with ex-boyfriend Liam Hemsworth. I'll have details after the song.
I came in like a wrecking ball. I never hit so hard in love. All I wanted was to break you up. All you ever did was wreck me. Yeah, you wreck me.
Last week's champ, Miley Cyrus, falls to 5th place with Wrecking Ball. In September, Miley broke up with her boyfriend of nearly 4 years, Australian actor Liam Hemsworth. Speaking with Barbara Walters, Miley said that for a long time, she was scared of being alone, and that conquering that fear was among her biggest accomplishments this year. Stepping back a slot in 4th place comes Lorde, with another former title holder, Royals. Lorde is prepping new music. I'll have more in a few moments.
And we'll never be royals. It's the one in our blood. That kind of love just ain't for us. We crave a different kind of buzz. Let me be your ruler. You can call me Queen Bee. And baby, I'll rule. Let me live that fantasy.
4-time Grammy nominee Lorde slips a slot to 4th place with Royals. Last week, Lorde surprised her fans by releasing an all-new single, No Better. She also says she's writing songs for her 2nd full-length album, but hasn't had a chance to hit the studio yet. Up 2 slots to 3rd place goes One Republic with Counting Stars. This song has already hit number 1 in the United Kingdom, but how high has One Republic risen in its U.S. homeland? I'll test your chart knowledge after the song. One Republic jumps 2 positions to 3rd place with Counting Stars. Let's test your chart skills. How high has Ryan Tedder's band risen on the Hot 100 chart? Well, they haven't had a U.S. number 1 single yet. Back in 2007, their debut single, Apologize, reached 2nd place, but it did hit number 1 in more than a dozen countries. Up 2 slots to 2nd place go Pitbull and Kesha with Timber. Why did Pitbull work a harmonica into this song? Details are on the way.
It's going down, yelling timber. You better move, you better dance, better dance tonight. You won't remember, I'll be the one. You won't forget.
Pitbull and Kesha are on the brink of a Hot 100 victory as Timber jumps 2 slots to 2nd place. Pitbull tells U.S. radio host Ryan Seacrest that Avicii's international hit Wake Me Up inspired him to use a harmonica in this song. As for him working with Kesha, well, they'd sung and toured together before, and Pitbull says they became good friends. Up at number 1 is a familiar duo, Eminem and Rihanna, with The Monster. How many times have they collaborated? If you said twice, you're wrong. The answer is coming up.
I'm friends with the monster.
Eminem and Rihanna rise a slot to claim the Hot 100 Pop Singles title with The Monster. How many times have these two worked together? Well, this is their 4th collaboration. You probably remember their huge 2010 hit, Love the Way You Lie, and they also sang together on its sequel, Love the Way You Lie, Part 2. Finally, the pair worked together on Numb, which appears on Rihanna's latest album, Unapologetic. That's it for now, but let's reunite next week for a new lineup. And thank you for listening. I'm Ray McDonald, and this has been our Top 5 Countdown on The Voice of America.